First up, Clean Line Energy Partners, headquartered in Houston, plans to build 5 long-distance, high-voltage, direct current transmission lines across 10 states. The clean lines will transport 15,000 megawatts of new wind energy generated in Kansas, Iowa, Texas, and Oklahoma to the eastern U.S. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, progress along the Arkansas route remains snarled.
The proposed clean lines carry old-fashioned names like Grain Belt Express, Western Spirit, and the Plains and Eastern. That's because, says Clean Line Energy Partners spokesperson Mario Hurtado, his company is building a new electrical frontier.
We now have a national grid in the United States, but it was never really designed to be a national grid.
Our current national grid developed as power-generating stations, primarily coal-fired and hydroelectric power plants, came online. But now, lots of new wind energy is on the horizon.
The best wind resources are in the middle of the country, starting in the Great Plains and going north. And it's kind of a spine of incredibly strong wind resources just east of the Rocky Mountains. But there's not a lot of people that live there. Most population centers are relatively distant, either east or west. And, all of the smart engineers and people that have studied the grid have said, the future grid is one which is going to have a lot more renewable energy as part of it. And in order to best serve Americans, you really need to have lines that connect the very best resources to those larger population centers, which are relatively distant.
Take this 700-mile-long, $2 billion Plains and Eastern Clean Line. It will transport 3,500 megawatts of wind power from western Oklahoma across Arkansas to the Tennessee Valley Authority, along the way dropping off 500 megawatts of power in central Arkansas. Hurtado would not identify which utilities plan to purchase the power, but his firm, he says, has purchased nearly half the required easements along the Oklahoma and Arkansas route, which crosses Dave Ullery's rural Pope County property.
It's a monstrosity. Obviously, it'll be, the easement is 200 feet wide, so they would clear cut a 200-foot wide swath across the state of Arkansas, which private landowners, it would encumber over 8,000 acres of property just in the state of Arkansas, and then they would erect 150 to 200-foot tall steel lattice structures across the entire state.
Ullery says after the Arkansas Public Service Commission rejected the Plains and Eastern Clean Line, Clean Line Energy Partners secured a Section 1222 federal permit under the Energy Policy Act of 2005, the first private firm to be approved.
Under the participation agreement, Clean Line has to meet, some pretty stringent requirements for commercial viability and such, but which we're not aware of any of those that they've met at this time. But if landowners do, if Clean Line does meet those conditions precedent and landowners still do not, sign over an easement voluntarily, there's a good chance that they'll be taken to federal court and their property will be condemned under federal law using eminent domain.
Dave Ullery is spokesperson for Golden Bridge LLC, one of two landholder groups in Arkansas who filed suit in federal district court to stop the project. A hearing is scheduled November 14th. Ullery says a half dozen legal opposition groups have also formed along other clean line routes blocking progress.
Historically, transmission has been a province of the state, transmission siting and everything like that, and we just don't think that the process has been adequate for landowners for their due process and everything like that. And the state of Arkansas really hasn't had a say in the progress of the project.
The Plains and Eastern Clean Line cuts through every congressional district in Arkansas, which prompted the state's congressional delegation to meet in September with U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry, says U.S. Senator John Bozeman.
We've got so many power lines, we've got so many pipelines and things, and we need these things. But they've all been done, everyone so far has been done working with the states, working with the local landowners, and this is just not a good situation for the state of Arkansas or a precedent to set for the rest of the country.
The delegation has also filed matching federal bills to stop the Clean Line project in Arkansas. Clean Line Energy Partners, however, says it will continue with pre-construction and expects to start building the line next year. Mario Hurtado says utility right-of-way conflicts are common.
And, you know, we've certainly been hard at work and continue to be hard at work in Arkansas and other places to make sure that we can be as responsive to those concerns and comments as we can. You know, the DOE process was a very thorough process. It lasted more than 5 years and took into account literally thousands of comments. And, you know, and many adjustments were made in the project in order to try to satisfy those comments. And we have many obligations as Clean Line moving forward in how we work with landowners and how we work with stakeholders, you know, to be able to be the best project it can be for the people, you know, where the project is located in those counties and in those areas. So we're very confident with the review process that the Department of Energy has undertaken. And we're working hard to make the project happen.
Failing states' regulatory approval on the other four clean lines, will the partners seek federal Section 1222 authority to take private property for their private merchant power lines? Mario Hurtado declined talking about this on tape, but in an email, company spokesperson Sarah Bray says that all options are on the table. And if construction on the Plains and Eastern Clean Line proceeds, it could add more than $660 million to Arkansas's economy, according to a 2015 University of Arkansas study by the Center for Business and Economic Research, generating nearly 900 temporary jobs. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.